You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
I heard you bitches looking for me.
Well, bitch, here I go.
Oh.
What up, and welcome to Uncut and by who are we?
Huh?
Who
Uncut
are we?
Motherfucking
Uncut
right
and unbothered. Oh, you got your shirt on. I should have worn my shirt. Okay. Well, ladies and gents, thanks for joining in today. And if you are here for the first time, we welcome you.
Hey.
A little bit about us is, in a world where labels mean so much, we choose to define ourselves. Uncut and Unbothered is a podcast about five intellectual black women being who they want and saying what they want.
Whatever the fuck we want.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whatever the fuck they want. This is your girl, Classy Ass Ash, per the usual, and I am joined by my beautiful co-hosts.
It's your girl, T-Streets. You can follow me, Yep, She Cold, YUPSHEKOLD.
I don't need a rest bell like that.
I'll talk to you.
<No. laughs> It's your girl, Miss D. Hey, y'all. You know, Elsa, I'm a daughter. 2 underscores on the ground. Holla at me.
I low-key want to say something about your name, but I'm going to wait.
No, go ahead. Say it.
Because
talk about
remember
it,
when you had said that you had posted on Instagram, like...
I'm not going there.
What up, y'all? This is Britt Brad on this bitch. That's all I got to say.
Good.
You just going to skip over my turn.
Fuck you.
Bitch, we could fight.
Okay? Fuck Jasmine.
You just she, hear.
There you go. Fuck Jasmine.
Bitch, put your dudes up. Just, let's tussle,
just,
bitch.
Just Jasmine 90.
Just Jasmine 90, right.
Fuck
Promoter,
her.
You know my fucking name.
Fuck that bitch.
Y'all
but
is,
y'all can follow her if y'all want. But fuck
I'm not going
biggity today. What y'all have? How many cups of coffee y'all had today?
First of all, let's just start here. So, me and Jasmine went to lunch on Friday. This bitch shared her fucking gun with me, y'all.
Y'all don't
y'all
understand.
Because you, if you know me, you know I don't
y'all
share
don't understand.
I don't share anything.
She literally was like, I only got one piece of gum, but I split it with you. I damn near, like, I'm like, what? Oh, bitch, you love me.
You shouldn't even look
or
crazy.
Or maybe your
you
breath
just...
was stinking no, that bad. I felt like you needed some gum.
No, we ate the same thing, bitch.
Talk about it, bitch.
She just loved me. She just, you know, I don't know why she tried to deny her love for me.
You know what you sound like right now? You sound like the bitches that be excited because their boyfriend brought them some McDonald's.
Fuck it, I don't care.
She's like, oh, I'm so spoiled. He brought me my 4 for $4 to work.
Hello, walking on Wendy's. Can I try four for four.
Would you like to try Asiago?
Four for four.
Don't ever ask me do what I want from Wendy's. Bitch.
All their fries are $1 right now.
They are.
Large for $1.
I don't like their fries like that.
I do.
They're a little limp.
Yeah, I don't like
super crispy.
I don't like
them.
You
got to do them like tell them like do it fresh. Well done, well done.
Give me McDonald's fries. Matter of fact, give me Checkers fries.
No, Checkers hands down.
Mm-mm. Checkers fries.
I don't think I have a favorite restaurant fry no more.
What?
I stopped eating McDonald's years ago.
Their fries though.
Yeah, I'm done.
I don't eat nothing from McDonald's unless I'm really craving a Coke. Then that's when I go to McDonald's because they fountain Coke. I think it got crack in it.
I get that. They Sprite is like
no.
That
whoever got rid of the high C orange at McDonald's,
your mama's a hoe.
That's
I knew she
that's
was
the same
say
person
that.
Who got rid of the
spicy chicken nuggets.
We can really fight about that.
Yeah. Okay.
We can fight about them spicy chicken nuggets at Wendy's, bitch.
Them bitches slap.
Come outside, bitch. We about to throw them bitches.
Can I tell y'all something? I wrote a letter to the corporate of Wendy's.
I tweeted Wendy's multiple times about
take
that.
Take your headphone off.
We done with you. I did.
You wrote a fucking letter, bitch.
Just like white chicks. I am an angry white woman.
Bitch. This bitch gotta go. She's insane in the fucking world.
And I am really upset that y'all took away the best thing y'all had on y'all menu.
Not really.
Them spicy chicken nuggets.
Did you get a reply?
No.
Talk about it, bitch.
I tweeted that ass.
Bitch.
The girl at the drive-thru was so scared when she told me they got rid of the spicy chicken nuggets because
I was like,
pregnant
what?
Then. And my best friend was the one in the driver's seat. She was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. We don't have. And we was at the Wendy's in the hood. You know, the bitches that work in the hood don't give a fuck about how they talk to you. I said, fucking excuse me. She was like, I know. I'm so sorry. She was like, I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to eat?
No.
Can you hear this bitch when she mad? This bitch got full bass.
Full bass in her voice. Like,
beat her ass.
That bitch be like,
beat her ass.
Bitch, you got me fucked up. Bitch. I'll beat your ass, bitch.
Beat her ass. Finish him.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Because you got to get motherfuckers
in line. That bitch sound like a man. She don't be fucking playing.
She don't get no fucks.
Get her fucking mad. Bitch, you going to be scared just off of the way she's talking to you. Like, fuck it. I don't even want no smoke, sis. It's
good. And I'll call everybody phone that's with you. You going to hang up on me, bitch? Hold on. Say no more. Answer that Facebook call, bitch.
Tell your Facebook the ring be so random, be like,
right? No, really, like, what the fuck is this? Whoever got a call on Facebook, I'm dead ass be looking at my phone.
Oh,
like,
I'd be super offended if somebody called me through Facebook.
Wait,
like,
a fucking
you got some nerve.
Oh, bitch,
you're a
you
rapist.
Must be blocked.
You're a rapist if you call them bitches through Facebook.
I hate when people call me on Facebook, or I hate when people text me and then they'll hit me on Facebook too, like, oh bitch, just in case you
I see
the
you posting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, chill.
That's why I took the active status
me
off
too.
My thing on Facebook. Oh. But you don't know when I'm on there.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, nah, I'm ignoring your ass to your face. Yeah, bitch. All my reads receipts stay on. You gonna see that I saw what I didn't want to see.
Red.
Yeah,
well, just like that.
No reply.
You can leave it on, but I'm the bitch that'd be like, "And bitch, you saw me fucking text you because bitch, you read it at 3 o'clock.
I know you read it.
Read
all
that
caps.
One too.
Bitch, answer
and
the
then,
phone.
If you don't respond back, bitch, I'm calling. Like, I'm calling, and I'm the type bitch. I'm gonna call so much you can't even get to block me because bitch, your phone going crazy.
I'm just saying,
bitch, that screen can't even clear. I'm crazy. Bitch, that screen I can't even clear.
I'll be like, oh, okay.
Soon as you try to get to the settings,
okay.
Here I am, bitch.
Dog, have you ever had a nigga do that shit? Call your shit back to back.
Yeah,
you just trying to just get to the block screen. You like, fuck this shit, airplane mode.
But you, I can't even tell you.
I can get mad, but I can't even get mad because when I'm angry with a nigga and he don't answer his phone, that's me. I'm blowing
blow
your shit the fuck down.
That shit is
up,
sexy
bitch, you
to me. I don't know why I be getting off to that shit. Like, I can't blow my shit up.
I swear I didn't
and
hit
And then
some...
I answer like I'm mad. Like, what?
I think I hit some records.
All time
I call
I'm smiling and shit.
I be calling and texting at the same time. Like you got 5 minutes to answer this motherfucking phone.
Or I'm pulling the fuck up.
Did your thumbs get hurt at work? Because bitch, why you not texting me back?
Y'all heard what Cardi said. Bitch, you better text with your nose if your thumb broke.
Scared of her.
Text with your nose if your motherfucking
phone
broke.
We gotta talk
broke.
About pulling up.
Pull up on me.
Well, who wanna do it?
I got some stories.
Well, they always say up. Bitches is scared to pull up.
Oh,
let
bitch,
me tell
please.
You something.
So wait, are we talking about pulling up on bitches or are we talking about pulling up on niggas?
I'm talking about pulling up on niggas.
Oh.
Oh,
no. The nigga who had the bitch call my phone for a whole
either way, though.
Year. I pulled up on him. I did. Yeah. You gonna tell me why this bitch know too much of my information? This raggedy ass grandma came outside and all I heard was my best friend in the background. Did I stop boy grandma?
Fuck your grandma.
Fuck your grandma, bitch.
That's exactly what. Fuck his grandma.
Yeah.
And I told her, you need to get your pillow talking ass, fat ass grandson.
Fat ass.
Ooh. Oh, I just pulled up.
Cause ain't no fat ass nigga
on a whole party of niggas and didn't nobody say nothing. Okay.
Right,
I love they like, oh, this bitch
party.
Is a psychopath.
Bitch.
I'm gonna stay away.
I pulled
I'm
up
gonna
to
keep
a
my distance.
That was probably the craziest thing.
Then when I was walking away, his friend was like, well, shit.
No, when I pull up, everybody, the party fucking over, bitch. Everybody going to fuck home.
I pull up when you really, you relaxing on your last, you don't even think nothing about to happen. I pull up on your ass at the barbershop and walk in while you in the chair like, hey.
It's embarrassing, okay?
We need to
like,
talk.
Hey,
we need
come
to talk.
Come
talk to
no, me. Nope. I'm
hold on
going off soon as I
no.
On site, bitch.
I ain't calling like
Jazz,
that.
Cut off the
Jazz,
razor.
Listen, soon Jazz, as I get in the door, I'm calling.
Jasmine is the
off.
Type of bitch that'll snatch a nigga up out the motherfucking barber chair. Like, bitch, bring
fucked up.
Come the fuck
hairline
fucked. No.
Fuck your hairline.
Hairline fucked, nigga.
If you don't want your shit pushed back.
Okay.
I fuck around and scare your barber while he doing your shit. Your shit gonna be looking like a check mark, bitch. Keep fucking with me.
Just do it.
You got checked all right, head ass.
Y'all some sick ass bitches.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. That's be the craziest shit. And I love going with my homegirls when they pull up. Because, bitch, I be
I'm
so mad.
Down.
Like, that's my nigga. Bitch,
I'm
I be mad
down.
As hell. I had to pull up with my best friend one time. Girl, that shit was so fucking wild. Like, we got caught, though. That was the crazy part. We got caught. She was trying to slit his fucking tires. So, bitch, she like dead ass getting the fucking, getting the shit out the back seat. All I see is this nigga in the fucking, he in that fucking mirror. I said, oh, I said, bitch, he right there. Bitch, he right there. He talking about, so get the fuck out of here. Y'all fucking crazy. And I had the taser in my hand. He was like, oh, yeah, get her the fuck out of here. I'm not fucking playing with y'all. She like, get my fucking money, bitch.
That's when you get start screaming money. Like, yeah, Sean. Where you been at, Sean? You wrong. You wrong, Sean.
Dead ass. You be mad as hell. Then you get to thinking about some shit y'all nigga did. You be like, you know what, bitch? Bitch, I'll fuck you up while we got this tool with us, bitch. Zap, don't zap. Fucking play.
Talking about this tool. Head ass. Head ass.
Head ass. That nigga was scared. I swear, if he see me all right now, he'll probably be like, yeah, no.
Soon no, as my friends niggas bitch. Pissed them off, I'd be like, okay, bitch, what you want to do? You want to cry? You want to fuck the car? We can do both.
We can do both. At the same time.
At the same time.
You be needing friends.
Hey, why you do this to me?
You be needing friends. You dumb, dirty bitch.
You dumb, dirty bitch.
Like, my girl.
Come outside, friend. Sean.
Who the fuck is Sean?
You did this to yourself. Bet you won't. Terry. Bet you won't fuck this bitch in this car no more. Okay.
I want to know, like, you know, niggas always be saying, like, bitches is crazy and shit.
Niggas.
But niggas get crazy, too.
Yeah.
They do.
Like, I want to know, like, what they be thinking, like, after they do crazy shit when they with their niggas. Like, do they be thinking like us? Like
they don't do it with their niggas, though, most of the time.
Look at that bitch. Look at all sick of shit.
Women the only ones that gang up like that.
Like, do they be embarrassed to tell their nigga, like, yeah, I just went over this bitch house and went crazy. Like, is that embarrassing to y'all?
No, they tell the different. They tell the story different. They tell their friends, but they tell it a little different. They do tell them, though. Mm-hmm. They be like, bro. Nigga, you know I was in that bitch chilling.
Man.
You know I was chilling, bro.
I'm sorry.
Man, let me tell you about this bitch.
I hate when niggas say bro so fucking bro. Hard. That shit hates my motherfucking soul.
No.
But my ex used to do that shit.
But
you get him at him. You bro all day. I be like, I'm not your fucking brother. He be like, bro, I swear to God,
no,
bro.
Niggas, I swear to God. I used to do that to my ex. I'm like, what up, bro? He like, stop calling me for no, bro.
Niggas hate when you call them sis. You like sis. They be like, Don't call me that shit. Niggas be like, don't call me that shit.
Dear ladies, stop calling these black men niggas.
Dog.
They is bitches.
Okay? Stop calling these black men niggas.
Dog, they when I bitches. Seen that shit,
that
I
shit.
Die. Okay?
That shit hit home. These niggas is bitches.
Bitches.
Okay? Bitches. I die when I seen that shit. Like, I can relate. Because they is bitches. They some bitches.
Some bitches.
And I'm going to say it again. Some bitches.
That's why I feel like girls don't be feeling no remorse when they be hitting these niggas. Because they bitches. Like,
they bitches.
I squirrel with a nigga. Like,
We already know Jasmine squirrel with a nigga.
Okay. Jasmine eat them bitches.
In a heartbeat. Ain't no hole in my blood,
bitch.
Them bitches
for real.
I will. I have. I do it again.
Okay. And ain't scared. Let's go again.
Period.
She talking about I have.
Throw them bitches, bitch. And I'll still be talking shit, bitch.
The whole time.
Like you hit like a bitch.
Bitch.
I'm a little toasty in here today.
Bitch.
All right.
Okay, D. Calm down.
She taking her clothes off.
She got something to tell us.
Bitch, you popped the pill because you ain't got no coat on. And now you
she's nervous.
About
she
what?
Like, nah, she got something to tell
us. Y'all want to hear my... Listen, I had an eventful little week this week.
Uh-oh.
So, this guy I used to have a crush on, like, 9th and 10th grade before I left Murray, right? This girl slid in my inbox. And I'm asleep. So, I'm not even responding to her because, bitch, I'm asleep. You know what I'm saying? So, I just wake up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And I read the messages and I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch talking about? Like, what is really going on? So I read the message more and more. She go find me on IG, inboxing me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She done wrote on Uncut and Unbothered page.
We seized you.
Yeah.
What that bitch?
So I'm like,
should we add her name? Little Eddie bitch. What's your Eddie bitch?
I don't know.
You ballsy.
Yeah, she a little aggy. But she like, oh, I know you fucking with him. You a sad bitch. I am. So am I. I don't care.
He got so, my
listen, so am I.
That
so,
song.
So am I, though. But then she like, you and his girlfriend, stupid. He about to get married. Since you don't want to reply to me, y'all done sent your picture to his girlfriend. And this, this, that, and the third. And I'm like...
What do you want?
What do you
bitch? Let me just say this.
Hold on, wait. But check this out. I haven't seen this nigga since the 10th grade. The 10th grade, bro.
Let me just say this. If the dick is that good, I don't want it.
But
if the dick is that good, I do not want
but
it.
But I'm just thinking
you
to
the
myself.
Side bitch is trying you the side bitch trying to fight the new side bitch.
But I'm not even the side bitch.
I mean you're not. But I'm just saying.
I'm not the side
I'm
bitch.
I'm just saying. I do think this dick is entirely too good. No.
There is a such thing no as like a main side bitch though.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's no, called I agree. A bottom we were bitch. Just
talking about, no, we were just talking about that. Remember Friday when we went to lunch?
A bottom bitch.
I know.
That's
I
your
know
favorite bitch.
A few couples. I'm not going to say a lot, but I know of a few couples where the woman had the main woman or whatever was only upset about new side bitches that where they have come to accept one side bitch that they yes. manned and had for a long time. They accept her. But they get mad about the new ones. So there are women who, you know.
Let me tell
but
you.
But wait, check this out, though.
Because I'm done with this world.
But wait, this is not even the end of it. So she sent my picture to the girlfriend, fiance, whatever the fuck the bitch is. Her daughter ended up seeing the message.
Oh, yeah.
The daughter wrote me off the mama page. Like, yeah, my mommy in a hospital and whatever, and we was told that you messing with my daddy, and this girl just, I'm like,
wait just 1 second, I will be my daughter's ass because stay out of grown folks business. Number one, I don't care what he's doing. He getting his ass whooped. The side bitch getting her ass whooped. You probably be the only one who didn't get your ass whooped because of how you handled the situation. But my daughter about to get these hands because why is you in my phone, number one?
So
you
I'm sick, like, huh? But wait. So
you are. You so
old is the daughter.
For me? I don't know how old the daughter is. That's how I don't
That's
talk to
daddy,
him.
Mom.
So I don't know nothing about his personal life. Like, we don't talk.
The fuck?
We don't. I told you I haven't seen the nigga since the 10th grade.
Mm-mm.
So I
that
go
nigga
to the,
got some good dick.
I go to the sad Too bitch good. Page. She done posted my picture on her fucking Facebook.
That bitch is psychotic.
Okay. Talking about some, do anybody know this bitch? She a sad bitch. And this is that and the third.
We
like,
sad bitches. We bitch. Sad bitches.
I'm scared of her.
I'm like, bitch, I'm in
she
my
hit,
bed.
She hit
sleeping
up the main
peacefully.
Bitch like, our nigga is cheating on
her. That's exactly what she did. I'm like, bitch, I'm in my bed sleeping peacefully.
Good morning. Our nigga is cheating on us, and I confronted her for you and me. So don't
hashtag,
be mad.
That's my dick, too.
Okay.
So I'm just don't telling her, like, I'm telling her, like, baby, I don't have no dealings with this nigga. And the men at the door to inbox me, I did go back and inbox them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, just to clear the air, I haven't seen him since the 10th grade. I don't have no
Ooh,
dealings
child,
with the guy
too much for me.
Or whatever.
The 10th grade.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have no dealings with the guy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's really sad that your daughter had to see the message. Mm-hmm. But just to let you know, I don't fuck with your nigga, sis. And she was respectful. You know, she was like, thank you for clearing the air and this, this, that, and the third or whatever. But this bitch listened to the podcast, the side bitch.
Mm-hmm. She got a lot of time.
What up, sis? We know you coming back to listen to this one. So
she gonna say, you know, y'all remember we was talking about this pissing? She
this is sick bitch.
She gonna say bitch. Some, I know you was lying. Why would you talk about him on your podcast?
She's psychotic as fuck.
He like to get peed on. Wait till I tell him and her that you talking about him on the podcast.
Hold on. You giving too much. You giving too much of his business.
No, that bitch gave too much of his business. What do you mean?
Now, bitch,
Speaking of daughter, she gonna listen. She clearly got too much stuff on her plate.
To him, to her family, be her ass.
Me too. Because
you bitch, you talking too much.
I was like,
you telling bitches that I like to get pissed off?
I didn't even know that.
Oh, baby, you don't have to repeat that shit, okay? And your nasty ass pissing on him. Both of y'all need to keep that shit behind closed doors.
I said, oh, he freaky, freaky.
Oh, that's some good dick.
I'm good.
Oh, that's some good
dick. That nigga dick got to be amazing. That shit is shooting out glitter.
Dick, bitch.
It gotta be. It gotta be.
Oh, bitch.
I don't want no dick that good.
Shout out to her pissy ass.
Right. Shout out to him and that good dick.
Okay, because that nigga got a golden baby arm in his pants, okay?
Oh, that nigga walking around with fucking
with
ticket.
That kill game, okay?
He got the fucking
he hitting the bottom of the pussy hole for sure.
Okay, he hitting that pocket.
I told
bitches.
You.
Oh my God. I'ma just say this. If a nigga done ever hit that pocket, you've been crazy before.
I had some sex this weekend that had me like, I just lost my virginity.
Simple.
I just lost it. That was it. I don't know how I managed to get through two kids and keep it, but that was it right there. I lost it. I'm a virgin and not anymore.
After hey, Mary.
Okay.
Hey,
that Mary. Took me out.
Hey, Mary.
All right. I remember I had accidentally took this boy virginity.
How
one
you
time.
Accidentally take somebody virginity?
Because he didn't tell me. So, like,
was it terrible?
Yes.
Did he come in, like, 2 seconds?
He just wasn't doing nothing. He was just
he didn't know what to
there.
Do, bitch.
I didn't know.
Oh, you was on top? Real aggressive.
Girl. I was trying
How
to be.
How old was you?
I want to take somebody.
How old was
he? Was 18. He was 18, too. No. He was ugly?
No.
That's on the bucket list. I'm taking somebody to virginity.
We know why. It was so bad.
You got to have a podcast about how you're going to take somebody virginity.
Right. I would never take nobody virginity.
He legit was breathing so hard. He was so nervous.
He sounded like he was ugly, Tad.
I swear. Shout out to you, bae.
Ugly.
I mean, no. Everybody to fuck somebody that was ugly, but yeah, me sound like he was ugly.
I ain't had no ugly.
I'm talking
girl,
about somebody.
Yes, the fuck you have.
No, I haven't. My Rolodex.
Let me see.
Full of
let me see all their pictures. I'm gonna show you which
I'll
one is the ugly.
We can do this on Monday. You can show me the ugliest, but ain't none of them ugly. I don't fuck ugly.
I had an ugly nigga.
Nope. No, I did.
Damn.
You did. Everybody just had a nigga. Bitch, I know.
My ugly
show
nigga
me the whole
freaky, freaky though. I'm talking about.
I was just
ass, toes, all type of crazy.
Because he was ugly. He knew.
Ugly niggas is always the
and they always
ones.
Smell good.
Yep.
He did
yep.
smell good as hell.
Yep.
But I'm just gonna say this: great. Like ugly niggas, they be nice.
So. No, my
they gotta be nice. You can't be
cute.
Ugly and have a fucked up
no,
attitude.
No.
I take the ugly
yeah,
one.
Yeah, they do.
He was
yeah.
conceited. The one they I do. Had, because I got with him, I'm like, oh, okay,
he
ugly niggas
would
be on some shit. He hit. But he, like, I thought he would be polite, but he was very. At first, I thought it was confidence, but as time progressed, I realized it was just he was conceited. But I'm like, what did you
conceit? How can
he was
you be
doing
conceited
well,
and you're ugly?
Because he was doing well in life. So he's like, I'll pull what I want. Like, this you just this is it. And I'm it. Tada.
I'm tada. It.
The new tada.
Call me Tag because I've been it, bitch.
Okay. Hey. What's up, Tag? What's up, Tag? Y'all is crazy.
But no, the deke was weak. The deke was weak.
Mm-hmm. What was
damn.
It?
It
Dang.
Was
you
weak.
Had to fuck
the I'm going to say
I know you fucking lying.
Oh.
It was lame as fuck. It was. And it took a while, too. Like, I wasn't trying to fuck him. I was trying to push it back. And then he ate me out, and I was still pushing it back. I still got out the, I got the head and got out the house. And then
you went back,
not the same night, but the next
I'm
time
about
I went
to say,
to go,
bitch.
She, bitch, that's ridiculous. Ain't no
bitch.
You ain't that much gas.
No, I gotta go back. Yes.
So was it good the second go round?
The hair was good. The dick was not. That he fucked like
a jackrabbit.
Mm-mm. Like, I don't even know what to call that. I can't say an old nigga because I know old niggas got good dick, but he fucked like an old nigga that didn't have good dick.
Do like, old
he fucked
like a virgin.
Like just, he fucked like a lame. Like,
right.
he just
do
fucked like a
lame. Do old niggas have good dick?
Right. Do we know that old niggas
I mean,
got good
young niggas with good dick got to turn into old niggas with good dick.
Yep, yeah. That is true.
It ain't like the skill go away with age.
What do y'all consider
old?
What do y'all consider
the vision
old?
Of my father comes in my head like,
oh, well.
No.
You don't think so?
I mean,
please,
I do.
My daddy got good dick. Do I think my daddy got good dick?
Oh my God.
I mean,
so many things wrong with that.
I'm just going to keep my mouth closed.
It's about Britney's daddy to ourselves.
I'm okay, just
look
right.
Listen, you can tell.
Right.
I'm like
bitch,
we were talking about
me out fucking side, bitch.
I'm going to keep my mouth closed.
Probably.
Bitch, nobody. We're going to clear this shit up. Nobody at this table know if my daddy got good dick.
No, we don't.
I could use my context clues.
We don't.
And I could say something that you probably don't want to hear.
And we just going to keep it my mouth closed.
That's it. That's
we gonna respect
past.
That.
We gonna use.
Okay, so old
man
I ain't over here
is
talking
over 40.
About y'all daddies.
So wait,
over 40
like,
is
right,
the old
I was just
man.
About to say,
you a fool
you
if you fuck my daddy.
Okay. I've never fucked a 40-year-old.
Hey, if you Jasmine daddy, come to my DMs.
Shit. You a fool.
No,
you a fool.
No.
To answer that motherfucking DM.
Oh, I'm scared.
Over 40.
I've never dated a guy over 40.
No, I never had sex with a nigga over 40. Nobody.
I have.
You have?
Was it good?
Yeah.
Over 40. How old was he? Ashley, you younger than me. 42.
Right. Hey, don't put her business out there like that.
Brittany love blasting Ashley on air. 42? Okay.
That was borderline R. Kelly. That shit.
God damn.
How old was you, Ashley, at the time?
I'm scared to know.
I can't tell you.
I'm scared.
I was grown.
Thank you.
I was an adult.
Scared.
I was past
bitch,
the age
you ain't been that grown.
But
that long. So but you were still too young to be fucking a 42-year-old.
I'm not
going to
give you too many specifics because it might be
okay,
too many things
like,
together.
Can we do like an age, age gap? Like, would you consider 10 years older than you old? Or
would I consider someone being
10 years older than you old?
Well, I'm 24. So
I'm just saying, like, okay, so you're 24. If you fuck a 34-year-old, would you still consider him old?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Mm-mm. How old is too old? Like, if I'm
the 42-year-old was too old.
I bet it was. That was your uncle. Bitch.
I feel like, what you about to tell me?
Okay, so
we about to talk about?
Here, let me go there then.
At 42.
Let me go there
what
then.
What you going to tell my young ass?
Shit, he can tell me how to
me and my young ass about to talk
he
about?
He got some wisdom on there.
Yeah, but I need no wisdom on these niggas.
He
sees me on these new niggas I'm dealing with.
I mean,
teach me the game, baby. Don't teach me you with your old ass.
Mm-mm,
teach me life skills.
Teach me life skills, baby. Mm-hmm. If I'm fucking with you and you that old,
and he was
no,
life
I don't need you to teach me.
He was sure he did with my tattoos.
If I'm fucking you and you old, you paying bills.
For sure.
That's the only reason why we fucking.
He was my tattoo artist at first, which is how we spent a lot of time together.
Oh, you just telling all the tea.
Because he was doing. I got a lot of tattoos by a lot of different people.
All right, I'm just going to keep asking you who did your tattoo. So well, you just get to ask him, like, oh, Ashley, who did your tattoo?
Together,
he was fucking you with all that Similac on your breath.
Yeah, that's a sick
ass man.
Watch your tattoo artists. Go with your kids when they go get that tattoo stuff.
I ain't gonna lie, my tattoo artist tried to fuck me too, and he was kind of old.
Because they be seeing all them parts of your body and shit.
Yeah.
And he put it right here on my hip.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, bitch, he's seen your fucking pussy. Yeah.
Sure did.
Yep.
Fresh.
So when I went to his house, I went to his house to take care of business.
Pick it up.
Take care of business.
Take care of business.
Oh, it was a business transaction.
No, it wasn't. It was just of your alley. You like what I was talking about?
No.
It's
just intriguing.
He just I went up and got his I went to go to his room or whatever, and he turned on his music. He turned on Brighter Than Night.
Oh, back at one ass nigga.
Oh, shit. And that turned you on.
He ate me out to the whole track. Every time I hear that song, I think about it. I'm not going to hold you up.
Oh, my God.
Because there's one thing I can say.
Pretty face.
He was,
do it.
He ate like it was a steak fucking dinner.
Bitch.
Talk about it, bitch.
Bitch, take the motherfucking headphones off and go to fuck home.
I'm done.
Bitch,
steak don't taste like that.
Okay. Okay, y'all, steak don't
taste me like some crag legs. He split these bitches open and slurped out the inside.
Okay. Whoa.
Okay.
I'm done.
He'd have had all the years of practice.
That's what I'm saying.
It should be good.
It was great.
Right.
Was
just, my right. Thing if is, you owe, you better know how to eat pussy.
You not fucking eat me out to no Brian McKnight, bitch.
Unbelievable.
Bitch, if a nigga play Brian McKnight while he trying to get me ready
ain't no
to
young
fuck,
man gonna play Brian McKnight.
No, baby. I'm gonna be like, hand me my fucking panties, bitch.
Hashtag pass me my panties.
Yeah.
Hey, just so y'all know, y'all can throw on some Brian McKnight for me. I ain't too picky.
I'm just no, fine.
Bitch.
I'm
put on it. Some R. Kelly for me.
I'm with it if you this. Bitch.
But I do, like, I ain't even gonna hold y'all up. I want to deal with somebody older, but 40 is just too old, baby. Like, you know.
I'd rather get fucked to some pretty Ricky.
25.
Thanks, but I'm not.
How old are you?
Don't mind your fucking business.
Bitch, you 25.
I gave birth to you, I know.
Bitch, I'm not 25. Then you're a terrible mother. You don't know my age. Bitch. Yeah, I don't know. No.
I could do 40.
Yeah, no, I feel like
I could play around. With
I feel
40,
like
but
if you dancing, and this is my thing. This is when I know a nigga is too old for me. I'm gonna tell you right now. This is when I know a nigga's too old for me. If his motherfucking if his pants is tailored, And they cut, and when he sit down, them bitches look like your suit pants.
Not, oh, no.
Socks.
Oh, no. Bitch, you know you too old when he got a crease in his jeans,
okay,
bitch.
Okay, okay.
A deep-ass crease in them motherfucking jeans.
When
like
your ass
crease.
Wear a Robert Graham shirt and you cuff your motherfucking your sleeves,
when
bitch,
you
too old for me.
When got on Stacey Adams with jeans.
Okay. Like, okay. All right. When you got your Gucci loafers on and you sit out and I can see your Prince's socks, bitch, you too old for me.
Even though I like a nigga in nice socks.
No, I do.
Any nigga wear
but bitch, you better be at work.
I like him to get him nice socks, okay?
No, no, no. Nigga, I know you too old for me when you tuck your motherfucking shirt in.
Oh,
into what? Old.
Into
your pants. Fucking pants.
And
your blue jeans.
Yeah.
Nah, that's my daddy.
That's
unacceptable.
He took his shirt
in his pants.
Wearing a Bluetooth.
My daddy get a pass. He don't got no Bluetooth, but he get a pass. Because my daddy be fresh as hell with his fucking Louis belt shit showing. You know what I mean? Like,
with his shirt tucked in.
With his shirt tucked in. And he ain't even a flexing nigga. He don't really want you to even see his belt. Because he be like, oh, you like this little belt?
Oh, it's
really that sweet.
Now you keep
oh, bringing
up
your
daddy. I'm going to have to say what I want to
okay,
say.
You keep bringing up your daddy.
You already know how I feel
this.
About Big B.
Ooh. We're done.
it's more old niggas than my daddy. Let me tell you.
Right. Oh, it's my daddy do the same shit, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's get
Jerry too. We can get on Jerry okay. Yes, too.
Let's okay. Get to Jerry. Jerry got more money than my daddy. Y'all on the wrong nigga.
Lies.
Y'all on the wrong nigga. Jerry is so much smoother than my daddy. I'm just telling you, Jerry gonna treat you nice.
Speaking of parents, what about these weak ass comebacks that
bitch, talk about it, bitch.
Well, since you want to be the one that
talks about it, bitch.
This girl, classy ass Ash, gonna tell her son, I'm ball your fist while I ball him for you.
She was mad. She was couldn't think of nothing to say.
I had to tell her, like, baby, we gonna work on your comeback.
Arthur fist, I was heated. Go take a nap. He said, I said, boy.
He did. He did.
Y'all know that meme that keeps circling and be like, my daughter. Oh, she be hitting your ass. She hit you. You be like, stop hitting me. She still got her fist balled. like, that was Carson ass. Like, bitch. Bitch, God. No.
Like, what? What's up with
that? I'm
ball
your fist now. No. Like, what's
I'll be ready to square up.
Can y'all get remember, fade, like, bitch. A comeback y'all parents to say to y'all when y'all be on some bullshit?
Nah, because I used to laugh at mom. Like, I ain't gonna hold y'all.
I used to fall the fuck out.
I ain't even gonna laugh. I was car, I probably would have laughed at her ass
bitch,
too. Like,
I used to follow. I used to make sure I was extra funny with my up. Shit. Like, bitch, I used to just throw myself on the floor because I knew it would make her mad. Like,
she be like, was bad as hell.
I was mad as hell. I'm saying I used to throw myself on the ground. She be mad as hell. Like, you can't even do nothing. She used to just bust out laughing. Laugh to fucking stick your ass.
You know what my mama used to always say to me whenever I used to do something bad? I used to be like, I'm sorry. She'd be like, I'm sorry, my ass.
Every time, bro.
When my mom used to have to tell me something over and over again, like my mom one of them type of parents that don't like to repeat herself. So she'd be like, I can tell you till my face turned fucking blue.
Okay,
and
ma.
I used to be like,
okay, ma.
But your face ain't blue yet, so I can keep doing it.
No, not my mama, but my grandma used to hit me with the I'll give you a dollar.
Oh, that work on all little kids. You can get little kids to do anything for a dollar.
No, on some like I fucking dare you shit. I'll pay you to do it.
Damn. I'll give you a dollar. Grandma.
She's a shooter. She wants a fucking player. I'll give you a dollar. I told your ass don't go outside no motherfucking board. Now you gonna open that door? Bitch. I'll give you a dollar. I'll give your ass a dollar. I'll be like, oh, I
like
want
she gonna
that dollar.
She gonna pay you to beat your ass.
I wish upon a star that you would open that door with my motherfucking tab. Like I'm just gonna watch TV.
Yeah, actually, I'm good, Grimes.
I did have to catch myself. I was about to call my daughter a little head ass.
I probably would have followed through with that. Like, your little head ass.
No, she told myself, I'm not sleepy. I said, get your little, I'm not sleepy head ass.
I don't want to go to bed head ass.
Daddy sharp head ass.
I can't wait to roast my fucking kids.
I'm going to roast your ass.
I roast
you don't even know how to say stuff.
With your old hang time individual braid head ass. Show up. I want to watch to a YouTube head ass. Right.
I'm scared of how these kids going to react to y'all. Yeah. Like, y'all I they going to come with some shit. Because I know the shit I used to say. So girl. I'm scared of what these new
I'm
kids
crazy,
gonna
so.
Say.
I'm ready.
No, we just going to be going back and forth.
My mom used to beat the fuck out of me. So I used to tread lightly with what I used to say until I got older.
I tread lightly with my daddy. My mom, I used to get her hell. Like, we used to go back and forth. Like, yeah.
No, my mom would do crazy shit. Like, okay, you grown, let's do this. And then be like, you about to eat the brat diet for the rest of the week. And literally be like, bread, rice, apples, whatever. My mom was on some FICO shit. Like, she did not play that. She'd be like, you smart? Okay.
I never forget.
That's bold as hell.
Yeah, I never forget. It was the end of the school year, right?
That's bold as hell.
And I was in the sixth grade, so I had already graduated. But they was like, you can come up to the school because we was having like the end of the school fun day. So I decided that I wanted to skip, but it wasn't technically skipping because I didn't have to be there. But my mama came up to the school looking for me, and I wasn't at the school. And then I had.
Where did you go?
In sixth grade.
Right. You was like 11. Where did you go? Like,
where could you have to be?
In the neighborhood.
She was always fast.
In the neighborhood.
I thought you was fast. Wait, but we was just skipping school. Me and my friends, all my friends that was in the sixth grade, we had just graduated. Yeah, we just graduated and everything.
I wasn't skipping the sixth.
You got promoted, sis. You didn't graduate.
So, well, same thing.
No, really. Seventh grade.
I already graduated. But no, so. So my mom came looking for me, but she couldn't find me. So I went home, but it was later than I was supposed to be there. Like if I was supposed to get out in regular, I think I got there like home at like 6:30.
Oh, so my mama was late.
That was evening.
Listen, wait. So my mom was like, "Where the fuck you been? Because I'm walking up the street. Where the fuck you been? I've been looking for you. You ain't came home, and this is that and the third and whatever." I was like, I was at such and such house. Lie, I was at Carla. I went to Carla house because my best friend stayed legit right across the street from the school.
You should have stopped talking.
Yeah.
I did. So she was like, I'm about to beat your ass. I was like, I got my report card. But listen, before she even could pull the belt, I'm like, look, I did good. I gave her the report card. So I called myself trying to run past her and run in the house. Bitch. She ran in that house right behind me, and when I say she beat the fucking brakes off
she was
me,
she was like, "Damn, she got past me." Like, nah, bitch, I'm about to meet you in your room.
She beat me so bad, I was screaming so fucking loud that the lady next door, when I was got off punishment, she was like, "I felt so bad for you."
Let me tell you something. If any of my neighbors come to my damn door about how I beat my kid,
it was after the fact. After I got off punishment and everything, because we were real close with my neighbor. You know what I'm saying? We used to help her out because she was an older lady. We used to help her out and around her house and her yard and stuff like that. And she was like, "Baby, I felt so bad for you. Your mama beat you.
Beat that ass. Keep that shit at your house. I'm handling my shit."
But she beat the shit out of me. She beat the shit out of me, and I ended up skipping my whole ninth grade year. I ain't learned my lesson, but I passed.
In ninth grade, I used to skip in the bathroom. My dumb ass, like, be bored as fuck in the bathroom.
It's a bathroom.
It's a bathroom. Be bored as hell. Like, I don't want to go to class. Fuck it, I'm skipping. Like, okay,
all right, four star head
in the stall. Like with my friend. Like, okay, we can't be in the same stall. We reach out, looking over the stall at each other. Like, bitch,
dumb
bitch, you could have just went to class.
Just
that's
stupid.
A long ass time to sit in the bathroom.
An hour, 50 minutes. Wasting your damn time. Irritated.
But when I got to real high school, bitch, my best friend had a car. I didn't have a car yet. Bitch, we
that's how I
leave.
Ended up skipping my whole ninth grade year. My friend had a car.
But I used to have to get in the trunk.
What the fuck?
What? Bitch.
Did she have a truck? At least? You was in a car truck?
Why would you get in a truck?
Because they had like security, like so they can see who was in the car,
bitch. And you got
I got in the trunk, like yeah. He, you know, like he used to have to go down the street, and I would get out the trunk, like oh shit, it was hot as hell. Hot as hell in that bitch. Like that was the longest minutes of my life,
bitch. Like, you was in the trunk.
In the trunk, bitch. That's how much I didn't want
to
be in school.
We about to go talk to some niggas. Your ass pop out the trunk, like hey.
I heard you bitch was looking for me,
bitch. Yeah, here I go. Hop out the trunk, like here I go. I'm right here.
Thought y'all said Brittany was coming. I'm right here. Head ass. Head ass. I'm right here.
Oh, shit.
Give me some water, head ass. Right. Hot in this bitch, head ass.
24 head ass.
Can we address how Young M.A. out here taking bitches from niggas?
Young M.A. can take me.
Yeah.
Period.
Yes.
She can. That's girl crush all day.
But it has to hurt a nigga's soul to get his bitch took by another bitch. It got to hurt his soul. Like, he probably want to off himself right now.
I mean, I could talk about it, but.
Talk about it, bitch.
I won't. Okay. I could talk about it, but I won't.
Okay. I mean,
I really want Young M.A. to come play in my honey hole.
Young M.A. can get it. Let me tell you something.
And I don't even bitch, like bitches, but
we
that
was
one right
about
there.
Sucking straps.
I was about to say you were sucking straps.
I lay down, let her fucking put that strap down my throat,
you
bitch.
Ridiculous
choke
ass
me,
bitch.
Choke me,
not down your throat.
Down it, bitch.
Okay, when you play with your nephew, I want you to eat that imaginary food too, since you just right all types of stupid. Head that head fake ass piece of chicken.
It's good. I love it. Give me another piece.
Brittany out here sucking straps.
All of it. I don't
for sure. Young ride that dildo like a soldier.
Okay. I ain't, you know,
she gonna be looking
mind
in Young and May eyes like, yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Dead
ass gonna look her in her fucking eyes like,
you feel that, baby?
Like,
yeah.
Like,
no.
Slapping the shit, bitch. I'm getting nasty.
I couldn't. I couldn't.
Bitch getting tall and
straight.
Nasty.
Young M.A.
Young
ass,
M.A.,
I'm
yeah,
sucking the
she
strap
can get it, but
I mean,
not,
it's somebody
not even
else,
like
not
bitches,
no random.
But Young M.A.?
Talk about
it's somebody
a bitch
else, but
no.
Is y'all gonna fake choke on it? Like,
bitch. I said, the
do all the shit. I'm pulling out all the stops.
Yeah,
I'm doing a
two
hand twist combo 2000, bitch. And that's what she want.
2000.
The two hand twist combo 2000.
You're a sick ass bitch.
Bitch, I'm gonna do anything that bitch asks me to do.
Okay. Okay.
It's only like two girls in this world.
I'm not sucking no strap. You're a psychopath.
Either. Bitch, I'm not.
You're a psycho.
Bitch, you gonna eat imaginary food when Carson go to cook for
I
your
don't
ass
do that
too.
No, I don't.
Ashley be in there.
She's
real
so
random
mean
shit.
We're
Carson
realists in my house.
What the fuck?
I be shit tearing that fake pizza up.
Period.
Talking about that fake pizza.
Period. Tearing it up.
My niece made me a whole breakfast one morning.
But I bet you, I bet you, if they
she said you want sugar on your
bread,
I said no, baby. Give me salt and pepper.
Say I'm lying, bitch.
You
right
ain't lying.
Right.
Oh, when
I don't care who you are. Bitch, I don't care if you Suge Knight. If a baby pick up an imaginary phone, you gonna answer
you
that motherfucker.
Right. You gonna answer.
Hello.
I just did that occur with Carson. He was like, Mama, my phone is daddy. I said, hello. Hey. I did the whole thing.
Yeah.
You got me.
Yeah.
You got me.
So
I
that's
got
how I feel about Young
M.A.
That's how I feel. Bitch. If she say suck this bitch. Here I am, bitch.
Say less. Say fucking
bitch,
less.
Here I am. I
say
love you.
I can't
less
with
bitch,
you.
I love you in that dick. Come here. Come here. Put it down my throat.
Ridiculous.
What else you want me to do? I love you.
I love you. Dog, I'm so mad.
Why?
Talk about it.
Cults for kids.
Oh, my
let's
God.
Let's not.
Okay,
next
no.
Speaking of dick.
She has nothing relevant to say about that.
Speaking of dick, get y'all. That's
fuck the party mean up. Yeah. My dance moves.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you, though. Like, when I tell you, I would never in my motherfucking life
I hope he doesn't
go
time
to another motherfucking Sada Baby concert. Wow. That shit be too motherfucking wild for me.
Like a mosh pit.
Oh, he's a wild motherfucker.
I like it.
Oh, he like rock star wild.
I like
oh, that motherfucker what had like he like looked at this boy. It was like demonic. Like he looked at him, and all I know is they just started taking their shirts off, and it was like oh, ah. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh no.
And then they got just pouring their drinks all over the place. They got
oh, no
throwing money. I was like, oh,
this
we gotta get
much
the fuck out of here. Like, next they gonna start shooting
much
in this bitch.
Speaking
he's
of concerts,
a wild motherfucker.
Like did that y'all see the video of DJ Khaled trying to cross?
When they push that nigga back up on stage! Look at y'all ass the fuck out! Bitch, who did you think you were?
That nigga thought he was on Weight Watchers. He's like,
he
oh, yeah.
He believed himself too
I
much.
I said, why the fuck would his fat ass try to cross, sir? Dumbass. Get the fuck off
ain't
me.
Ain't nobody carry your
I would've been mad. I hold my money back.
I want my money back.
No new DJ came like that.
I wasn't even at the concert, and I was pissed watching that video. I said, what the fuck?
Now you know your dumbass was not supposed to jump into the crowd.
No business.
That shit, I gotta go.
That's the only nigga that I know that's been working out consistently and eating healthy and then dropped a pound.
Stop.
You better eat some pussy then.
Okay. Because ain't no fat niggas gonna tell me what he ain't gonna eat. I can't wait to say that shit to somebody.
Oh my God.
I can't wait.
That shit really irritated me. Every time I talk about DJ Khaled, that shit pisses me off. Your fat ass said you don't eat pussy.
The next nigga I fuck gonna be fat, and I wish he fucking would. That's the day I'm gonna be like, you can eat my ass. And I don't even like getting my ass ate, but bitch, you gonna eat it.
If you're not gonna eat your pussy,
bitch, you ain't about to tell me what you gonna eat.
And it better be good. I would always assume that if you fat, you better eat good.
Period.
Okay. Think.
And you're not going to argue with me what we going to eat, bitch. Okay. I said we eating this.
I wish niggas could just pick what they want you to eat. I never know what I want to eat.
Me neither.
With a fat nigga, I bet you we going to eat whatever the fuck I say.
I don't ever know what I want, though. Like, she, I'm going to figure like, it out. What you want to eat? I don't know.
Just buy you something and I eat it.
Yeah.
Because food will always better when it's somebody else's.
Because niggas be having good taste for shit. They just don't be taking shit. Like, just say what you want. And I'm going to eat on that.
Speaking of eating booty.
I'm going to eat on you. How about that?
We talk about eating booty a lot.
That's, you know.
We do. Yeah, we do. Getting that salad toss.
We talk about eating booty a lot.
We do.
And it's only because these two motherfuckers are getting an ass ate.
Right.
Ashley kind of came across. She kind of like,
I'm not turning down no good booty.
So it's like a,
I feel like y'all are habitual ass eater getting.
What? Bitch.
I ain't never ate no ass.
Yeah.
Never. And I ain't gonna never.
Nah.
But
you wouldn't eat Young M.A.?
No.
No.
I'm not eating nobody
ass. Nobody ass. I'm sorry.
She married me, I am.
Oh, no, you was ass. A nasty bitch.
I'm fine.
You better than me.
I told you, it's like something. She, it's something. I don't know.
I kiss cheek.
I would love her.
I'm not eating no ass.
Oh, like, that's y'all different. Know them crazy bitches that be like, I love her. Like, that's my bitch. Like, you know, like, gay girls, like, they really be down
for
her.
They do.
Like, that's me for her. Yeah. Like, if we got married, like, oh, bitch, you can't be mad at me. I'm gonna be outside like, but I love you. Open the door.
And
showing her with flowers, she gonna be smacking the bitch like, bitch, I don't like flowers.
Okay, really,
like, yes,
though.
You do.
You do. You really do.
You do.
All right, that makes
I love
sad.
You.
I love you. Come back.
Come back to me. Then she can play Brian McKnight.
No. Do not
ask him to play that. That's
Summer Rain head ass.
Okay, like, Summer Rain.
He just thought this Summer is going to be it. He said, I'm going to kill it with this one.
Carl's time is
to sleep and wake me up again. Sometimes I swear I hear you call my name.
Okay.
All right.
And the fact that y'all go, just gonna let me continue to sing.
I was wondering how long you was gonna do it.
Like, we don't want to hear that. But
we was all giving the blank stare, just so y'all know.
You know,
I just know somebody.
Anytime you're ready to be done now,
commit.
So,
if you wanna sing, then sing.
Do y'all want to talk about Cardi and Nicki?
Fuck them hoes.
Please. Not. Ash, you can have the floor.
I'm just. Okay, here's I'm going to keep it short and simple. Straight to the point. Nicki is, what, 62? And Cardi is 15. 15 is fair. A fair 12. So there's no argument there. There's no argument to be had. We're not going to do that. I'm not going to argue. If a woman in her 40s attempts to argue with me, I'm going to be like, ma'am. I apologize for what I said that I offended you.
Nah.
I'm going to go about my day.
I mean, like, do you got any kids my age I can argue with?
Ma'am.
No, old niggas be saying, old bitches be saying some disrespectful shit. They be thinking they trying to be funny and shit. Like, bitch, I beat y'all old ass.
Ma'am.
I swear to God, I swing off on your ass.
Ma'am.
Yes, we was arguing with this old bitch. That bitch called us some 304s.
Yeah, like,
I said, that's how I know you old, bitch. That's how
you
I know you old.
You called me a 304, like, bitch, I'm so mad because you typed that shit. Like, bitch, I'm going to eat your ass.
And I sent her a gift back like, of a grandma text. And I'm like, this is how you look replying to me on Facebook
with
arguing.
With your 304 right.
With your old ass.
You ain't got nothing but some 304s.
I wonder how long it took her to type that message with her index finger.
She didn't say shit else.
She was like, she was texting with her index finger like 304s. Like, dot, 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 dot.
Like, how do I get to the numbers? Mary, come here and show me how I get to the numbers on the screen. I just seen them.
She dead ass had her granddaughter sitting there like, nah. Like, nah, baby, show me what like, a three.
Girl, I really don't like to disrespect my elders. Please so stick to the nursing homes that you're used to.
Show me what a
please.
Three is, honey. Duh. Yeah, I will be the old lady ass. And this is my thing with old people.
Bro,
they feel like they can say anything they want because they old. Bitch, it takes respect to get respect with me, bitch.
I ain't fighting
no bitch, please.
I would.
Talk to me crazy and I'll beat your ass.
I set her straight, though.
I'm not fighting no.
Somebody bumped their microphone cable. I can hear it.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
I'm trying to find it, but.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-uh.
This test.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah. I swear.
Tess.
Right, this bitch.
It's just one motherfucking person in the group.
Oh, okay.
Can we address these gay ass niggas before we
what about them?
First I love the sisters.
I do too. But we talking about the ones that try to be masculine and all they taking dick.
Oh, we talking about like down closet
low?
Niggas?
Well, wait. Ooh, wait a second.
First of all, let's hold on. Wait.
We didn't even agree to talk about this. It's really been on your heart, Leandra, because we really did not.
I have a gay best friend.
First of all, let's address Safari and this. Okay.
Well, we can address
give me
Safari.
Context. Yeah. That's all I ask.
Because we're not just going to talk about these men being men.
I got
two things I want to touch on. I want to touch on Safari and how excited he was to give Joe Budden this purse.
That's his boo.
That was hilarious.
And then so I want to talk about these gay for a stay ass niggas.
No.
Yes.
She keep wanting to talk about this. We definitely
what's on your heart?
This topic.
What's on your heart?
Because I was really watching something on Facebook. It was like a little short film documentary. And
what is that?
y'all swear that I be wrong when I talk about the
hey,
inside.
Hey, Randy.
That
Randy.
Was a prime example.
Cut her mic.
Documentary.
Cut
okay.
her mic.
Y'all know I can't talk. Nah, shit. Fuck y'all, bitches. But no, for real. Like, I was watching it. This short-term documentary.
She want to throw something.
And it was like he was legit talking about his stay in jail.
I can't even get over you saying that.
And he was like, just basically like, you know, niggas be gay for a stay.
You got a dead-ass face. Like, is because this really a thing?
No,
yes. I mean, yes,
it's
a thing.
Yes, it's a thing.
What is the time, though? Like, what's the time frame that you feel
okay,
like?
Okay, here's
my no, fuck that. If you're constantly in and out of jail...
I feel
what if
no.
in and out like serving 2-3 month sentences at a time or serving
a
years
year
at a time?
You
no. Well, what well, I have a different theory. I feel criminals. Like if you spend more than 5 consecutive years in, there's pretty much a chance that Keith was looking like Keisha one night and you let him do that.
I mean, niggas be thick though.
Okay,
we have it.
This conversation. That's why.
Thickums.
Well, niggas be thick.
They do, but just so you're not gonna tell me that a nigga that's being in and out of jail is not at least on a down low. You're not gonna tell me that.
I mean, especially not all of them, but
so
no. Not in and out. Not in and out. But if you put a flag on the plate, if you've been in like for years, then yeah.
Okay, well, let me put the question into perspective for y'all. Like, okay, if your man is in jail for say 5 years and he happens to get his dick sucked while he's
that's gay.
That's gay.
Is he gay?
That's
you
gay.
Be with him
that's
after that?
I'm
that's
pretty gay. Sure he wouldn't even tell.
I feel like no, Taz is going to take thing, her man back.
But no, but see, this is my thing.
The way
though,
that
like,
she brought this up, like, she's taking
well,
her nigga
back.
Well,
he wasn't jail.
Well, that's thing, why like, he fucking had.
I don't know.
It's fucking fine. It's only a fucking mouth.
I don't
right?
have
it's
a,
just a mouth. He didn't get a
no, listen, I don't have a problem with guys and being homosexuals. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with that, but my problem is the ones that's on the down low.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can talk about download niggas but
on the next episode.
I'm not gonna say that these men that go back to jail are
gay for a stay.
Are gay for a stay?
They are. I'm gonna send you that. I'm gonna send you that documentary.
I don't want to watch.
I don't think all of them.
But I think that these niggas really just be doing shit and they have to go to jail because that's what you do when you do something wrong. Like you go to jail.
My thing.
I don't think you guys are gay for a stay.
Don't be a sneaky dick.
Don't come in my shit.
Don't be a sneaky dick.
Oh my God. Okay. Somebody hurt her.
Don't be a No, I just don't agree with that.
Who the fuck? I don't think any of us agree with it. It's just, you know, one
Who's
of them things.
I will beat like, their ass for you.
You did 10 years. You did 10 years.
10 years. I know you got some dick.
Okay.
10 years.
Got your dick sucked. Something.
You don't think nothing happened.
Especially if you was a hoe out here just constantly fucking bitches, you're gonna get horny and you're gonna be like,
you'd be like, I fuck bitches.
Ain't
in
shit
the
in here.
Okay. Right. Well, let's just clear here. Who's been to jail for over 10 years and wants to come and clear this shit for us?
No, really.
Nobody.
Nobody's gonna tell the truth.
You go to jail, because I know a lot of straight bitches that be like, oh, I would never do nothing with a girl. You think they getting they pussy ass?
Yes. I think every bitch is gay to an extent. I feel like there's a certain price on every bitch. And I don't
even
mean money.
I feel like gay bitches always say that.
But I feel like every bitch has a price. It's something or somebody. Just like Jazz don't like girls. But she just said for Young M.A., I could figure some shit out.
Right.
I feel like everybody, every female has a little bit of gay.
Spaghetti be straight till it get wet.
Okay. Oh, fucking K.
Okay, we're running out of time. We're way off course.
Spaghetti.
It's always a good time.
It's always straight until it gets wet.
Okay. I made spaghetti last night.
Okay, let's go.
So good. It was so good.
This was Uncut and Unbothered. This is your girl, T Streets. You can follow me.
We out this bitch.
YUPSHE.
Stop spelling your name.
We don't
want them to be able to find her.
We fucking know.
I mean, if they follow Uncut and Unbothered on Instagram, they can find this. Tierra found me and called me a sad bitch.
Period. Classy ass.
You little eggy bitch.
I thought I was crazy.
Your eddy bitch.
Until next time.
Shout out to her little pissy ass.
Okay. Piss.
I want to piss on you.
Jasmine, just Jasmine. All right. 90. Follow me on IG.
And it's your girl, Miss D. Follow me, Osama Daughter, 2 underscores. Osama Bin Laden Daughter. Not Osama, Barack Obama.
Woo! It's Brit Brad. I'm out this bitch.
Bye, y'all.